Flippity.
That is the start of the show. Hello, welcome to Living La Vida Lockdown, the online comedy chat show hosted by me, Rob Mulholland. With me today, we've got two returning guests. Two of my favourites are back. To my side here, we've got Mick Ferry. Hello, Mick. How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, fella. And below me, we have got Damo Clark.
Flippity, flippity.
Fucking hell, that's giving me travel sickness, man.
I love doing that. I might have to start doing a roly-poly on stage when we get back going again. It's a good way to get started.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm surprised you don't already do that.
I know, I should have. A few cartwheels. How's everyone doing?
I've always thought you could do with a gimmick.
Yeah. Have you seen the cartwheel guy? Gee, there's no jokes, but he's limber. He's limbered up.
Yeah, you don't want to follow him, though. You can't follow someone with that much gymnast ability, can you?
Yeah. Yeah, do you need... Have you got one of those big ribbons that comes down and can climb up?
As long as the cartwheel guy leaves the mic in the stand.
Yeah. And not right. Oh, he's always leaving it wrapped around that cord, wrapped around
that,
the mic.
That wasn't the joke. Never mind. Anyway, this is going to be fucking hard work today, isn't it? All right.
It always is when you're on, Mick.
Well, that was quite a clever joke, yeah.
It was,
A cartwheel guy leaves the microphone in the stand.
I get it now.
Not wrap it around the stands.
too slow for you, Mick.
Yeah. I feel like I'm on Twitter now explaining jokes.
Do you actually have it?
Up his ass and he dropped it in.
Never mind.
I'd watch that show. But do you bother explaining to those people on Twitter? Like, anyone who just doesn't get a joke, I just mute. If I just see someone who just doesn't understand a joke, I just mute them and forget about them.
I feel sorry for them.
Am I muted now?
Yeah, sorry, Dave.
Yeah. But no, like, how can you go through life being that serious, taking everything so seriously, everything you read?
Yeah. You are fucking dry as shit, though. You get me all the time with stuff, mate.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, yeah. Like, that is your whole game, is trying to, like...
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Right, regularly.
That was great. You talked and drank water at the same time, Mick, like a ventriloquist.
There you go. That's right. Mick's new gimmick. Like, that's what he's been working on in lockdown, yeah.
And I do have to leave the mic in the stand for that to work.
Okay.
There he is. He was going to laugh at that one no matter what, even if he didn't get that. He's like, yeah, I get it.
He's still thinking about it, I can tell.
So I once, like, my favourite ever gong show act was because you did an online gong show, didn't you, Mick? I'll ask you about that in a sec. Best one I've ever seen was at Beat the Frog in Manchester. A guy came on stage and, like, it was this middle-aged guy and he had a dog puppet, right? I had, like, a little box around it, a little dog puppet. And he got all the way through his 5 minutes, didn't get gonged, just doing, like, puns and stuff. But then he finishes and he comes off, never mentions the dog, never does anything with it. And I was like, mate, sorry, I've got to ask. What was the deal with the dog? And he just looked at him and went, oh, shit, I totally forgot the dog. Did the whole fucking thing. How was King Gong online, mate?
Weird. I mean, we had an audience, we had card holders, we had judges. It seemed to work. It was a shambles, but it seemed to work. It was good fun.
Well, that's what King Gong's about, isn't it?
We had about 17 acts. We reduced the time from 5 minutes to 3 minutes, and only one act actually made the 3 minute mark.
Fucking hell.
Wow, it was all average around about 1 minute four, 1 minute five seconds was the average.
Mate, it's so brutal that, like, imagine getting gonged next to your own fucking toaster. Like,
the gong to itself.
I got booed my own house. Gonged off, sitting in your bedroom.
Mate, I was howling, laughing. Like, I had to go shopping the other night when it was on. I was gutted because I've been howling for days at the thought of, like, this open spot comedian going in the other room with his, like, partner going, like, good luck, and going, like, yeah, and getting all psyched up, and then a minute later having to sulk back in.
Well, yeah, that's, as I pointed out, there's a fine line between somebody streaming what they think is live stand-up to sounding like a conspiracy theorist in your bedroom. You know, it's hard to tell. There's no intonation. There's no gaps or pauses left for a laugh or a potential laugh. And just a stream of consciousness for some of them, and it's quite disturbing.
I mean, it is when it's live. It's disturbing enough. But
yeah.
Like... Yeah, but the other thing, if you've done any self-deprecating material to any online gigs where there's no laughter, it's just a sad person on their own ripping the shit out of them.
Yeah, it looks like a teenage girl crying on a vlog, doesn't it?
Especially when you, especially you can't make fun of what you're wearing anymore because you're going, you're standing next to your wardrobe. Put
Totally. It's not like, oh, I forgot. Like, I can't be like, oh, can't believe I chose this hat today.
Yeah, I know. We can see you've got other shirts.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. Somebody's let themselves go. Well, you're at home all day.
Yeah, we all have.
Sort it out.
Do a bit of Joe Wicks.
Yeah.
Mate, have you seen the photos of Adele that have been breaking the internet? Have you seen this
today?
Yeah. She looks great. And then but then there's been a lot of people who are saying you shouldn't ever say that she looks better because she's lost weight. And I'm like, but she does.
Well, I'm interested to know what diet she's done because apparently it's a chocolate and wine diet. It's a personal trainer. She trains every day, but she basically just been doing a shitload of wine and chocolate. So,
is that like the only thing she eats is just wine and chocolate?
I can imagine it's more. There's probably some like hummus and pulses
They're going to brand it as this, right? They'll brand this diet as the chocolate and wine diet. And what happens is, after your week of eating one lettuce leaf and doing burpees, you get a shot glass with a bit of fucking Pinot and then, like, you know, a square of dairy milk. It's not, you can't drink loads of wine and eat loads of chocolate and lose
weight. I don't know Adele personally, and I don't think any of us do. Damo might do, but I don't. And, I just can't imagine she's a type who will just go for a shot glass of wine
week. She seems like a good time gal.
Yeah.
She seems like a laugh, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Does she look amazing but have black teeth?
Yeah, she's British.
How do you maintain the wine every day and chocolate? And then and she's smiling and all that. She's gone, no teeth left or some just red mouth from red wine. But then if you even drink a couple of glasses of white, you're going to be like, especially if you've just done exercise. I mean, there's got to be more to it than that.
Yeah. Surely. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure there's science to it. I'm just...
she's done, I mean, it's clearly fucking working. Got that there.
And there was a period in my 20s when I went around with like a plastic sports bottle filled with Merlot just because it didn't look like I was drinking on the street.
I went
to the soup and everything. It was fantastic, but... So it can be done, although I didn't lose any weight. I know that.
I was very skinny when I was living on a diet of ecstasy and whiskey in my early 20s. Like, yeah, roll-ups, ecstasy and whiskey was pretty much all I was consuming. And I can say I was very skinny.
Did you have that on a T-shirt with repeat underneath?
It sounds like an album titled for the Arctic Monkeys, that. Roll-ups, whiskey and ecstasy.
You're my roll-up, whiskey and ecstasy. Yeah. I fucking love Arctic Monkeys, man. Like, they were like the band when I was like 15, 16 that blew up, like where I went from watching them in.
They what?
They blew up.
Oh, we got big.
Yes, they got big. Yeah, no, they didn't like join Al Shabaab or some shit. Like, they were like.
Al Shabaab?
Yeah, mate.
You just made that up.
No, that's a real terrorist group.
Fuck off.
Al Shabaab exists, 100%. Right, which country are they in? I've just reached for a niche one because I'm very clever and like, you're
right,
doubting
okay.
me.
Right, I'm not doubting you.
It sounds like you're doubting me, mate.
It sounds like a
shit. Oh, shit, it's a football club.
Al Shabaab's a football club.
I just googled it, like, sounding off at you. Oh, fuck. Al Shabaab is it's a Saudi Arabian football club.
And you've linked them with terrorism.
And I've linked them with terrorism wrongly, completely wrongly. I would like to now apologise to everyone from Saudi Arabia for ever linking anyone from your country with terrorism, which I know would be a terrible lie.
Oh, that is outrageous, mate.
That is outrageous. I was trying to think of the one in Africa who stole all those girls. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. No, not Al Shabaab, anyway. Who are, as far as I know, blameless.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I didn't think we'd be apologising to Saudi Arabia so early in the show.
No, I thought I'd be saving that for later.
Have it running under the screen, like, constantly. Sorry.
There is a scrolling message going on underneath. I don't know if I can change it to say, sorry, Saudi Arabia. I'm not apologising to Saudi Arabia anyway. Fuck them. Like...
Just the football. The football team might be the ones that are just like, look, we just want to play football, man. Just want to be good
people.
But
Newcastle United just want to play football, and like now they've got involved in this whole fucking thing. Have you seen that? Like, Newcastle are getting bought by Saudi Arabia, basically.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Well, they're not being bought by the country, are they? They're not actually being bought by the country.
But it's de facto the country. Like with these, like with like Man City are basically owned by a country. The same
well,
way.
Well, the dude, yeah, yeah. Everything in black and white. Ayo.
No, I'll have that. I'll have a bit of that. But yeah, it's. I don't know, like, I feel like there's a lot of hypocrisy with that shit, though, because, like, it's always the fans who get blamed for it, innit? It's always like, oh, you support this evil organisation. It's like, well, I think they just support Newcastle, and it's not really their fault who buys it. They can't do anything about it.
That is true, but then there's also... Yeah, okay, I mean, we're going into an old moral and ethical conundrum here, which, for a football fan, just even the word conundrum is difficult.
When they come on countdown, I turn them off.
Yeah, exactly. So,
sounds like a player. Come on, Conundrum!
Probably, back in the day, Newcastle will probably have tried to sign Conundrum. Yeah. Newcastle, I mean, I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm a Manchester United fan, but I'll never forget and never understand the reasoning why Newcastle sold us their top scoring forward in the 90s.
Mate, I'm a Leeds fan. We sold you fucking Cantona.
That's right, yeah. But you had to get rid of him. He was causing trouble, wasn't he?
He was causing a lot of trouble in the dressing room. Yeah, he'd fall. There's a lot of rumours about his time at Leeds. But yeah, he wasn't behaving in a gentlemanly fashion to the other players, I think it's fair to say.
He was a swine.
Yeah, he was. He was a fucking bastard. Like, so, you know, we're like, we don't need him. We've got Lee Chapman. And then that didn't work out.
Well, we give them Keith Gillespie and about £6 million, and they took the deal.
Unreal, isn't it? Like, there was that guy who got a tattoo of Andy Cole, wasn't it? Like,
oh yeah, I remember.
He got
a
tattoo like the week before Andy Cole moved to Man U from Newcastle. This Newcastle fan gets his whole leg is a picture of Andy Cole. The week later, he moves to Man U. Like, this is why you should never get a tattoo of someone who's still alive, right? If you're gonna get a tattoo of a person. True. Wait till they're dead, because then they can't fuck it up. Like, if they're still alive, there's a chance they'll do something.
Well, wait until they're dead and then give it a year in case anything comes out about them after the death.
Like a Savile pet or something like that.
Although that came out within, like, days. Like, that
That's somebody's... Somebody that Savile was had their finger over a button ready to press all that info. Definitely.
Mate, it was mad. When Jimmy Savile died, he laid in state in Leeds. People lined the streets... Like he was,
well, it's a long time since you've won anything, isn't it?
This is it, mate. We saw his gold coffin and we're like, fuck it, it's close to a trophy. It's been a long, barren time, fuck it.
I think putting
world's best nonce, we'll have that.
I think putting him on top of that double decker bus was a bit much, but
doing a weekend at Bernie's with him,
spraying champagne all over the place.
But yeah, like, so for a few days it was like, oh, we've lost this hero, and then the narrative just flipped and it was like, oh, by the way, and then suddenly everyone in Leeds was like, oh, I knew, I'd heard stories. Why didn't you fucking say anything 6 months ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Big time. Let's just have a look at any of the footage from Top of the Pops when he was near a teenage girl. They didn't seem too happy about it.
It was insane how obvious it was, wasn't it? Like, he didn't even fucking try. Didn't try, just like
hide it in plain sight. Got away with it
completely. Yeah.
Like Kevin Bridges material. If I was going to draw a paedophile,
for a second I thought you were going to be outing Kevin Bridges. There, I was like, Jesus Christ!
I think you should apologise to the Saudis and Kevin.
Yeah, I think so, mate. I don't think that's on.
Sorry, Kevin. We'll have a big list by the end of it. But yeah, I'd say a lot of people have Michael Jackson tattoos.
Yeah. Oh man, like, have you ever said anything about Michael Jackson being a pedo online? His fans are still mental. They are convinced that he is innocent and has been framed and will never disagree, and they will
I've got to be honest, I probably haven't said anything like that. When I wake up in the morning and have my breakfast and I'm taking the dog for a walk, I'm not thinking, I'm going to go online and call Michael Jackson a paedophile. What?
No, but there was like that documentary and stuff about it last year. It was a big conversation, you know. Like,
Yeah, it was.
I didn't just come out with it from nowhere. I wasn't just like, you know what? I think Michael Jackson might be a nonce.
I've got some old material about it, which is very good. But
I believe you, Mick.
Yeah, but I don't post it online.
No way.
Oh man, I love doing that.
Who's doing that? What kind of a nuts is doing that? Yeah, got up this morning, went for a 5 mile run. Oh, by the way, Jacko, paedophile. What? Nobody's tweeted that.
I did tweet about it last year when there was that documentary knocking about.
What'd you say?
I said he's a fucking nut. Yeah, no, there was definitely a joke to it. Like, I definitely wrote a joke, but I can't remember what it was. But it's fair to say his fans did not find it funny. And for about a week afterwards, I was just constantly getting like messages. I don't give a shit though. I'll just turn off notifications on my phone. I couldn't.
It's interesting, isn't it? Didn't Justin Bieber for a while have the most aggressive attack dogs fans when?
Yeah.
On Twitter, and somebody could make an innocuous comment about him as well, and then they've got to
teenage war, girls, man. It's teenagers. That's who's like mental on the internet. Genuinely, I think there should be an age limit on the internet. That's who most trolls are. Is 16-year-old lads. That's who, like, the people who are most savage on the internet are, like, teenage girls who are fans of a boy band, right? Like, limit, it should be, like, 18. Like, if you can't drink, you can't go on the internet. It's too much for you. There's too much shit on there they shouldn't be seeing.
Right. It's actually quite a sensible rule.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm surprised, I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that could be the celebration on their 18th birthday. The child lock finally goes off their phone.
Yeah, because at the moment, right, like at the moment, like we're handing like kids when they're 10 years old, like a smartphone because parents are worried about losing their child, but they're not worried about handing them the keys to every bit of fucking gore porn on the internet. Like the fact that like you hand your 10-year-old a way he can easily look at like a woman being fucking gangbanged in seconds. What are you doing?
What? All right, back in a second. Hang on.
Sorry, am I just teaching you about internet porn?
Yeah, I was like, what? I still haven't got the child lock off this thing.
why was that the first image that your brain created about?
Yeah, no comment.
Okay.
I love gangs. I love gangs. Gangs of London. Gangs.
No,
of New
York. Saying, I was trying to think of an extreme example. And you know.
Okay, mate. It's fine. It's fine.
You know, there's no kink shaming here.
No gang shaming.
I do think there should be an age limit on the internet. I don't know how you enforce it, but I 100% think there should be. Like, yeah. Like, and fuck teenagers as well. Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, don't.
All right. Okay. Fucking hell.
Fuck them. Like, you know.
Do you know that fuck that's permanently in your mouth? You try and take it out a bit.
It's really not my style, Mick.
Hell,
I just like blundering through landmines with my fucking clogs on. Couldn't give a shit. I genuinely don't though. I don't, this is why I was on TikTok for 6 hours. It's why I left. You can't say anything on there. They just banned you. So I was like, this is.
Oh yeah, you can't be naughty. You can't even do swears.
You know, you can swear, but it harms you in the algorithm. But like, I all my stuff got banned because they don't like stuff about sex or drugs on there, and like I don't have anything else.
Yeah, but isn't it aimed at clean living, young people?
It's not my audience anyway. You know, it's not my people. Yeah. Like, I was on there for
11-year-olds.
They're not my audience anymore, Damo. Not since the court order.
Yeah, the problem is not your audience, but I know exactly what you're talking about. But it's always them kind of audiences that turn up for Edinburgh shows, like TikTok.
Mate, they're great. That's the thing; they're great. Those people will get support, and there are comedians who are killing it on TikTok who will be great with it. It's just not my vibe. I can't do it.
No, that's what I mean. It'd be the worst audience possible for me.
Oh yeah. You'd have an horrible time in front of him.
Oh god.
Yeah, you've got nothing for him. It's like, is he just going to stand there and talk?
I might actually, you know what? I might prove you wrong now. I might become a TikTok sensation.
I'd absolutely fucking love it, mate. I'd love to see you doing the fucking dance routines.
I'm not going to copy other people's stuff. I'm going to be an innovator, mate.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be taking this game over. What's your plan?
Yeah, I've got a few ideas.
Have you, Mick? Tell me one of them then.
No, but why would I tell you so you can nick my TikTok dream?
It's just I don't believe you actually have a good TikTok idea, Mick. I think you're talking about.
I'm gonna get one. I bet I'll have one by tonight.
All right, I'm looking forward to seeing what you do with it, Mick. But yeah, I'll tell you, I know what you'll do with it. You'll try and do this to spite me, but it'll anger you so much you won't be asked. Like, have you had a look on the app? It's fucking horrible.
I've not had a look. Damo's turned his sound off and everything because why is he
in disgust?
I'm back. Just want to watch some gang porn.
And Damo just wanders. You know, you can't.
Yeah, right. Sorry, I can't sit still for too long. No, the wife and kid came home.
Yeah, there's people in the house. Like, hey, hello. Oh, let's keep them away from this conversation.
Yeah. Trying to run away from them in a one-bedroom flat.
Yeah, man.
That looks quite a large flat for a one-bedroom flat, pal.
Yeah, I take really small steps just to make it feel big. Okay, I'm in the one bedroom. All right, I'm hiding behind the bed. So yeah.
Nice. It should be safe for a while. Like no one can find.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but that's what I do. I go okay. I go play hide and seek. So count to 10 minutes, and then I get 10 minute breather. And I'm really good at hiding, so I'll be looking for you for my ages, and I'll be in the attic, which is the upstairs apartment.
So yeah, I was going to say, yeah, one-bedroom flat with an attic. Wow.
Yeah, it's a one-bed, like, but here's the conservatory, here's the attic conversion. Yeah. I've got a little studio at the back.
It's a granny bed, flat.
Yeah. You've got a pool room, swimming pool, and a pool room.
The annex.
Wine cellar. One-bedroom, but.
Nanny quarters.
Mate, we've all had comedians who've, you know, spoken in those sort of terms about their, like, where they've come from, who you've seen their parents' house on an image when they've gone home for Christmas or something. Like,
oh, God, yeah. I remember there's a comic once. I never knew the background of them, the person involved, but they said in a routine that the father had a study, and I went, oh, fuck, right? Yeah.
You knew who your dad was, fuck.
And he had his own room, study.
Yeah, your dad can read, fucking hell.
It is interesting, the contrast.
Mate, I once, when I was a brand new open spot, I went and did a gig in Durham at the uni. And it was like, it was me and then like a load of the students from the uni doing stand-up. And one of them did a routine about how once, right, he'd been to his dormitory's wine cellar. And whilst he was there, he asked for a dry red wine. Because only a white is dry. Yes? And it honestly, it killed. It was so unreal.
Wow, doing an Adele diet, probably.
Yeah. Like, their dormitory's wine cellar. And, like, it's
where was this?
Durham.
Oh, fucking hell. Fire.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. What happened to six-pack pants? Tinnies, mate.
Mate, yeah, my uni experience was not that. I went to a weird uni, though. I went to Goldsmiths Art College.
Down in London?
Yeah, I went down to London, mate. Yeah, yeah.
That's one of the top ones, isn't it, Goldsmiths?
Yeah, but I wasn't doing art. Like, it's one of the best art colleges. I was studying politics.
Oh.
Were you just painting politicians all day?
Well, I know. I was basically doing a lot of drugs and not really doing anything. Like, I basically took a student loan, got a place at uni, went for a few weeks, and then just fucked it off. And like,
for somebody that studied politics, I would have thought you'd have known your terrorist organisations were a bit better.
Right, I signed up to study politics. I should have gone to some fucking international relations lectures. I never showed up, mate.
Yeah, you should have done, yeah.
Yeah. No, I was very bad at uni. I dropped out twice. I went to Goldsmiths because I wanted to hang around with like artists and get in a band. Like, because all my favourite bands had started around art colleges. So I was like, if I go around there and hang out with those sort of people, I might meet someone who's like can play guitar and we'll be in a band. And it turns out I just can't really work with other people, so I ended up meeting comedians.
And what would you be doing in the band, mate?
I was going to be a singer, mate. I've got a beautiful voice. I'm a hell of a front man. You see my onstage swagger.
Hey, check this out. The cat has accidentally got these little, you know, those moths that eat the carpet. We're trying to get rid of. So we got those sticky things that moths fly in, but the cat's just got it stuck on the end of his tail. This is my evening,
mate,
sorted.
Get this on TikTok. This is what'll blow up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mate, it's so funny. Like, I was speaking to Kay Kern about it.
I need to put my flyer on the back of his tail.
Yeah.
You all right, Elvis?
Like, I'm genuinely intrigued to see how this plays out. Like,
let's go.
I've never heard of moths that eat carpets before.
Yeah, carpet moths is weird.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know this was a thing.
I'll move the bed. See that?
Shit. Is that moths?
Yeah, like, I didn't know what it was.
No bigger than fucking moths in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, like, so they're like, with a fucking knife and fork.
They're under the bed.
Wow.
And they're just like, what? They just eat the whole thing.
Is so this I put an Irish powder thing? Down,
put powder down. No, because that's weird. We had them in, I reckon, we had them in London, in our flat in London.
Right, well, so I'm starting to see the common denominator.
Well, I reckon they were hanging on to my clothes and they came
you're
in like,
oh, you're taking them with you, yeah.
These guys know where carpet is.
I've never, ever heard of a carpet moth.
I haven't either, no.
Yeah, and they're like tiny little grey bastards. We've got the, we put the things down, I put the powder down, hoovered it up. So they're getting there. But I'll see if I've... See, we've got one of these. Here's another trap. No, there's none in there. We caught like five of them in there the other day. They nice. Stick to it, and then as soon as I see them, I squish them so they, you know, they don't die slowly.
So these moths are
munching
on carpet. Is that what you're saying?
There's one.
It's 2020, Mick. They can enjoy whatever they like.
Yeah. I'm getting tips off them. I'm like, how do you make carpet there? How do you do it? Well, they seem to be having a great time.
Well, this has become weirdly educational.
Somehow.
Oh, he's coming back.
Has he got it off?
Because I don't. I mean, obviously, I hate cruelty to any animals, so I should take it off. But I mean,
well, you're how prepared far to kill you? A moth?
Well,
where's
you? The where's the level of amusing to? Where's he going?
That's very Buddhist of you, Mick. I think there's a limit at what point I stop giving a shit. I'm vegetarian. I don't give a fuck about a moth.
You want you to kill a moth?
Oh, yeah, I'd easily kill a moth. Couldn't give a fuck.
Would you go on an insect-based diet?
Yeah, I think I would, yeah. I don't think
insect?
That's... Yeah, like insect protein.
Grubs.
Well, that's the future, isn't it?
Like, they're basically like using insect protein to create other food. So, like, you sort of like make a burger, but it's actually insect in it.
Yeah,
if they can do that and it works, I'll fucking eat that. I don't give a shit. Like, it doesn't, you know, killing insects isn't the same as, like, killing, like, another animal, is it? Like, they don't... have like emotions.
Really? I hope not, because we've got aphids as well, and I kill thousands of them every day.
That's what wasps are for, aren't they? Wasps kill them, don't they?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what wasps
get yourselves a wasp nest, mate. Like, I'm sure your kid will love it.
Yeah.
Something to look at. Just in case people are wondering, his tail is good.
Get some of them.
He's fine. Him,
get some of them carpet.
And, we've caught. So have a look at this trap, this the moth trap. We caught a moth and half a cat. It looks like a Veet wax strip.
It does, yeah.
I just did my eyebrows.
Oh, you got a Brazilian cat.
You've got genital moths.
Man, look at these bastards. Look, aphids, man, look.
Yeah, it's nature, mate.
They just eat all our pot plants. We've only got a couple of pot plants. They eat all of them. Mongrels.
I can't believe that an Australian is complaining about aphids when you consider all the animals you've got in Australia, which are potentially a problem.
Yeah, yeah. We've got no spiders like a dinner plate that are going to eat your face off. Like, we've got some aphids. Sorry about your tomatoes, mate, but enjoy your healthy life.
Yeah.
I've never been paralysed going for a shit before. Like, I'd have to like check under the lid in case there's something in there that's going to kill my entire family.
Yeah, with your carpet crocodiles.
Yeah, man.
You've got fucking curtain dingoes.
I don't want tips off them, man. They're a bit violent. But I remember kids in school talking about they were scared to sit on the toilet because they were afraid a snake or a crocodile would go up and bite them on the ass.
Yeah. I think I was scared of that when I was six as well, but that's only because I'd read comic books. I don't think it was a realistic threat. For you, that was a genuine... Did you have quicksand as well? That was something I was worried about when I was a kid.
Nah, man, that's one thing that, like, you know, I don't know where... Like, there was... Who put it up saying I thought quicksand was going to be more of a problem?
Yeah, it's true. Like, when I was a kid, like, quicksand was a big deal. You know, it was in all the... Every comic book movie.
Yeah. Every cartoon, quicksand.
When did quicksand go out of fashion? As a device.
Man. With white dog shit. I think it went out at the same time as white dog shit.
Maybe all the white dog shit filled up all this, the quicksand or something.
Yeah, like a gravel base for it.
I had a plan for quicksand when I was a kid. Everybody did. You try and make yourself lie flat. And you have to grab
you're
all
flat
the...
and don't panic because thrashing makes you sink more.
Yeah, and then you grab onto a branch held out by a friend.
Yeah. It's like did you when you were young, did you get shown like mad public safety videos of like because I lived in a rural area, so like I got shown like farming videos of like kids being impaled by tractors or like drowning in grain and shit like that. It like that was like our horror movies.
Like fucking hell. Yeah. That's quite
horrific. Yeah, we had like mad shit, like people getting in, like there'd be like videos of people going in, like, you know, they're all badly acted.
We had Charlie Says, we had the cat, Charlie Says. Charlie Says, don't off with strangers.
That was the that was all that was done about paedophilia in that time. Yeah. That was the extent of it. There was a cartoon cat who went, kids, don't get caught by nonces. And that was the extent of it. It was barely even illegal back then. It was just sort of frowned upon.
He also told you not to use matches as well.
Yeah, so it's not even like a dedicated cat. It's just one of the things he's telling you is don't get nonced.
So a cartoon cat would go, don't go around weirdos' house and don't light fires.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, back to Saville, two things that he did on a regular basis.
I'm not sure he was an arsonist. I won't put it past him. He probably did do a bit of arson.
Yeah, well, you know, good on you for sticking up for Jimmy Savile's good character there, Mick. You know, I'm glad someone's standing up for him. It wasn't having that. It's like, well, all right. We can say a lot of things about Jimmy Savile, but he's not an arsonist.
Thank heavens. I'll start showing off my tattoo I got of him again.
Tell you what, like, one thing, like, I am thoroughly sick of it being every single Leeds United game since then, the away fans sing about Jimmy Savile. And it's like, all of them think it's like they're being really funny. And it's just like, it's just like, it's hack now. This is the only thing.
Oh, is it? Leeds fans have never sung anything nasty about another team.
No, they certainly have. And I don't defend that, mate. And like, the people in my section certainly aren't involved in that. It's up the back of the stand, mate. It's up the back of the stand. I know where it is. I know where those guys are.
What are we going to have woke football now? Or is it woke football fans? Stop it, you're being nasty.
Hey, that's
very problematic,
actually.
Yeah.
Think about that player's mental health, right? That referee might have anxiety. Maybe that's why he's a wanker.
Yeah, come on, mate. Yeah, oh, he's getting hacked now because he's singing about. It's not going to stop.
No,
he's
not. He never.
It's not going to stop. Never. I remember I was a little kid, and there was a newspaper article that Peter Shilton had been caught with a woman who was called Tina, who wasn't his wife. She was in the car. He didn't actually say anything had gone on. He just said he was stopped for speeding or something. There's another woman in the car called Tina. Peter Shilton, for then the rest of his career, and even now apparently at charity football matches, can hear fans chanting, Tina, Tina, Tina.
There's never stopped, man. Like, tell you what, my absolute favourite I've ever heard at a sporting ground was when Leeds played Man U in the Cup. We got absolutely battered. It was a few years back, and it was just after the Ryan Giggs scandal had come out, where he'd been caught having an affair with his brother's wife and tried to cover it up in the press. And the entirety of Elland Road was singing at him, "Did you taste your brother's cum?" Which made me laugh very, very hard. He did score later in the game, but, you know, like...
He always did score.
Yeah, he always did, yeah. That was very much his fucking problem.
Yeah. Oh man!
Yeah, like, you know, there is a.
His brother probably started that chant.
I don't think his brother goes to the games anymore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's probably not on the list for free tickets. But like, you know, I do like. I kind of, in a way, prefer cricket for the level of like. It's just toned down a bit. Like, I love the mentalness and the passion of football, but like for cricket support, it does just become funny, and it's like the level of violence is gone from it. So it's just everyone's in on the joke. And like, England fans singing to Australia, we get $4 to the pound. That's fucking hilarious to me.
Right.
Like, yeah.
$4 to the pound, and it's educational as well.
Yeah, we're learning about currency conversion.
Yeah, what other chance? Like, could you find out?
Yeah, it's only 50 quid a gram. That's
Yeah, that would be a fucking good one, to be fair. We've got your beat on that. Like, I've not been over, Oz, but I have heard that you guys are paying some extortionate prices over there.
Yeah. Everyone's like, who started that chant? Where can I go?
That is a good pitch. Yeah, a guy outside in a black Audi started the chant.
Yeah.
Always Audis, isn't it? You think they'd change? Always Audis. Always.
Like to be fair, like my weed dealers mix it up because they don't have as much money, so they're not always in Audis. The weed dealers come in a variety of cars, always something like pretty new, or like I like it when they're in an Uber. Like that's clever. Like, you know, when they've got like Uber stickers on their car, because no one's stopping that guy.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He's getting,
so would they be real Uber guys on the side? Or
I bet they've signed up to the app. That's how they get all the stickers. But you don't have to do anything then, do you, on Uber? It's all, you do what you want when you want. But like, it has got confusing. I've got in the wrong car a few times in Manchester because it's busy.
We had an ice cream van that used to...
Yeah, man, yeah. There was one of those in South London where I lived. Yeah. It's like, why is this van coming around at 10 p.m. in December?
Yeah.
He used to do cigarettes, booze, knockoff videos, and then we found out later, a couple of years later, he was also doing weed.
That's it all.
That's a solid shop. That's a solid inventory.
That's perfect.
I used to buy weed from a petrol station in my hometown. Like the guy who worked
that
there
makes perfect sense.
Yeah, filling up.
Yeah, yeah, middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect.
A little metal tray.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Like, so we just used to go and like he just worked through the night, and yeah, it was exactly that. If you just wanted some weed in the middle of the night,
did he have a choice of like grass and weed? Or like, no, not that one. No,
and that guy won an award for the shop assistant that sold the most chocolate in the nighttime.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man, like he was selling some snacks. There was a shop in London where I lived as well. Like, because I used to live in Peckham, and like there was a shop that was run by like Yardies that was only open at 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. on some days. And like when it was open, there was like bars on the door, so you couldn't go in. You just went up and like spoke to this guy and asked what he wanted, and you had to buy something. So you'd have to buy like a bag of crisps or something to make it look legit. Like otherwise, this would look shady. And then you'd get like weed or I assume a handgun. Like, you know, it was that sort of place. There was a pound shop that opened up on the high street there as well that ran for about 6 weeks, where there was nothing on the shelves. There was like three three items of stock in there, and you'd just be like, walk up to the counter, and I'd be like, I can't remember what you'd say. I'd be like, oh, could I like see your menu or something like that? And then they're just like,
your menu, pan shop menu.
Yes, yeah, something like that. It was ridiculous, man. It was like how they thought.
It'd be funny if it had the prices alongside every item.
Yeah. So this weed is a pound, right?
Yeah.
Like it says, everything's a pound. That's in this shop. I'll be calling Trading Standards, mate.
Yeah. Guys, my tea has just been made. I'm gonna have to.
No worries, man. Let's wrap it up, man. This has been delightful. Like, it's been good chatting to you. We'll just call it there.
Well,
like,
by the time you edit out all the stuff that is litigious, I think you've got a 5-minute show here, pal.
I don't give a fuck, mate. I'm putting it up. Like,
Oh, yeah, man. Right.
It's gone out live. Like, I don't know what you're on about editing it out. It's been streamed, mate. Yeah,
live to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, can I just put out there, so that anybody's watching, a disclaimer for myself. I thought it was just a private chat. I didn't realise I was being tricked into some of the comments that I've been saying. Look after yourselves. Don't do drugs. Yeah. Don't be like Rob.
Mate, tell them where you can find him, where people can find you on the internet, mate.
You can find me on Twitter at Mick Ferry, or you can find me on Facebook, Mick Ferry, or on Instagram at Mick Ferry.
Nice, yeah.
Oh, I've got a YouTube channel as well now.
Ah, nice one, man. Yes. Cool. I'll get you followed on there.
That's Mick Ferry.
Brilliant, man. Keeping it fucking simple. No,
nice one.
Around.
See you guys. Nice seeing you again, Damo.
Catch you soon, mate.
Yes,
see you soon. Bye-bye.
And Damo, you may tell them about yourself.
You can see all my hilarious jokes at Mick Ferry on Twitter. Or same as Mick, at Damien Clark for Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook would be great. And YouTube, I have my hour special on YouTube. Check it out.
Yeah, it's, man, do. Grand Theft Damo, it's fucking brilliant. It's a really fucking good hour of comedy.
Yeah, thanks, man. So it's a true story. It's a true detective, but me telling a true story of what happened to me, tracking down my stolen phone.
Yeah, you don't want to tell people like much more because it's a really exciting story. Just like get into it. You'll like it. Yeah. Nice.
And watch Rob's show as well if you haven't already.
About to say that. It's very funny if you haven't watched it yet. Well, let's be fair, if people are watching this and they haven't watched my special, I'd be very fucking surprised. Like, you're ass backwards if you've done that. But like, there will be a link to it in a second. If you do want to give it a watch, I'll stick one up for demos as well. And so, yeah, like, if you're watching this later, you'll be able to see that. In the meantime, I'll be back tomorrow. I've got Jed Salisbury, Chris MacArthur. Oh, no, that's fucking Friday. I don't know who the fuck I've got. Like, I'll work it out. We'll see. I'll be with some people tomorrow anyway. In the meantime, this has been Living La Vida Lockdown. Give some money to the Trussell Trust. They're doing good work. There's a link below. I'll be back tomorrow. See you later. Cheers, Damo. See you later, mate.